Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 385 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to take breaks, both of us at different points in time, so that we can try to bear witness to the eclipse. We are also going to talk about the Women's National Championship basketball game as well as college baseball. Of course we are. And it's Melanie's turn for five favorites, which is always super fun for me. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was so much fun. We talked about the things when we were younger that we thought made people rich. We got the biggest kick out of it. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. We're just 1 week away from our Birmingham live show. We can't wait. You can still get live stream tickets for that. There's a link in the show notes. And we're so glad you're here. We hope you enjoy episode 385. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Happy Eclipse Day.
Listen, happy eclipse day. I'm sitting here looking out my front window. You know, San Antonio is supposedly in the path of totality. And but I'm saying right now, all I see is cloud. It's just cloudy and It's not dark. And so maybe something's going to happen later. I don't know. But supposedly Perry kept saying there's supposed to be a million extra people in our city or in our surroundings. So I had to keep topping off my gas tank. And he also kept asking me if I had ordered a bunch of groceries. And I was like, I mean, I don't cook. I don't know why am I going to need to order groceries all of a sudden? I don't know.
So, what's the connection between the extra visitors and groceries?
And I guess people are going to go to our HEB and buy a bunch of chips and stuff. They're going to buy up all our bread. It's like a snowstorm.
Yeah,
they're going to buy up our bread and our milk.
Yeah, they're going to go get snacks to sit in the path of the eclipse, and then there won't be any snacks for you to buy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He did send me today. He had to go out to the grower to pick up some plants for a job he's working on. And he did say, this is I-10 traffic right now. And I will say that I-10 heading into San Antonio was like bumper to bumper traffic.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, there's nothing I want to see bad enough. Like, you know, it.
Yeah. It is funny with stuff like this. And listen, I'm so happy for the people who love this kind of thing.
Yes.
Who are going to get to experience this. In, like live and in person. But it is funny if you sit and think, what would I travel to see?
Yeah.
What would I sit in traffic on I-10 or I-20 to see? You know, It does help you kind of whittle down your priorities in terms of knowing what matters to you, I think.
And very little. I mean, because I told Perry, I said, I'm going today. Like, I had to go get my hair colored this morning. So I was like, I'm going to get out and do that. But I'm going to stay out of Gin Pop today. And then I'm going to go get my nails done. So those two things are worth me going out of my house. But I'm also just here in my little neighborhood bubble. So I'm not having to really get in traffic, you know?
Yes.
So.
Well, listen, we hope that when you, by the time you listen to this, that if you were excited about the eclipse, we hope it's everything that you hoped or wanted it to be. So
yes, mm-hmm. I hope so, because we're not going to get another one apparently like for 24 more years or something like that. So
I will be very old at that point.
I said I'd for sure be too old to care by then, you know.
Yeah.
If I don't care at 52, I'm sure not going to care at, you know,
76.
Yeah. Be like, whatever. So, now I don't know about you, but we spent a lot of time this weekend watching basketball and baseball. I watched the women's basketball Final Four and the championship game yesterday. And, you know, I didn't know who I wanted to win, but I really, when it was all said and done, I was so happy for Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks just to, on an undefeated season and a championship. And it was just exciting. And it was thoroughly enjoyable.
I agree. The women's basketball, it brings me so much joy how much attention women's basketball has gotten lately in general, but specifically this season. And
As you know, I'm low-key obsessed with Dawn Staley just because I love to watch her lead. I'm fascinated by her leadership. And this morning, somebody had taken, she was Holly Rowe, who I also think is a hero of the women's game, because she has so prioritized her involvement in the women's game. And brought so much attention to it just by virtue of what she does. But there was a point where Holly Rowe was interviewing Dawn Staley after the game.
Yeah.
And Dawn Staley was talking about what she felt like God had done. And somebody set like a gospel chorus behind that. And it made me so happy.
It's so good.
It was so good. But I mean, what an accomplishment for them to have an undefeated season. To win like they won yesterday. And listen, nobody's taking anything away from Iowa or from Caitlin Clark. No. I mean, just what an amazing, amazing season they had too. But it was really fun just to see the attention that the women's game got over the course of the postseason. So I loved it.
It really was good. And I mean, what a testament to Caitlin Clark and what an incredible player she is that it just put women's basketball so in the forefront like that. Like everybody wanted to see what she was going to do. And it was amazing. And listen, Dawn Staley, when she started talking to Holly Rowe yesterday, I mean, Perry and I both got teary on the couch. I mean, it was one of those. And then Caroline texted and she was like, Dawn Staley's amazing. And then I was like, I'm not crying. You're crying. It was just so beautiful.
I know, it really was, you know, and I at one point she just bent over, just overcome, with emotion. And I thought the way that she singled out Caitlin Clark in her postgame speech and the way that she recognized what Caitlin Clark has meant to the game, I thought it was incredible. And so anyway, not to mention that it's always a fun thing to see what Dawn Staley is wearing to the games.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I love her relationships, or what we see of her relationships with her players. And I read something yesterday where she was saying like the number one thing that she looks for when she recruits is a player's relationship with their families. Because if they don't listen to their families, they're not going to listen to their coaches.
Oh, that's good.
I thought that's so true. Like if you're not, if you struggle to be coachable when it comes to family, it's going to be difficult for you to be coachable at a high level college program. Anyway, good for them. Congratulations, Gamecocks.
No, when she said something, I can't remember the way she said it, but when she was like, "Where we stood in tears last year to see what God has done," and I was like, "That's a whole sermon for people's lives. That's a whole sermon."
It really is.
That you don't know where you're currently sowing in tears and you're going to reap joy. And I was like, "This is amazing!" Like, golly,
Somebody put the organ chords behind this morning. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I may need that if you can find it.
I can find it. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we also had both of our teams had baseball games this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And I don't know if you're ready for me to get into that or not.
Like, no, listen, you go. I want to hear about it. Y'all know how I feel about skincare and how important skincare is. And that doesn't just apply to your face, even though you only get one face, but a consistent body care routine promotes healthy, glowing skin. It can make you feel better. It can give you a glow up. And the best way to do this is with Osea's clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare that provides results that you can see and confidence you can feel. And right now you can get 10% off your first order at Osea with our code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. I am such a fan of the Osea Malibu products. They smell so good. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is one of my favorite products. It's rich. It's not greasy. It's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It visibly firms. It makes skin feel more sculpted and toned. It looks so good in the summer, y'all, to have a little bit of glowy skin. Plus, it's silky soft. It glows. I also love the Anti-Aging Body Balm. It is a silky lotion serum hybrid. It melts into your skin. It makes you glow. Your skin feels tighter. It feels lifted. It feels toned. To me, it just gives such a more youthful look. I love the way Osea products moisturize my skin and leave me with the perfect glow for summer. You can glow from the inside out with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off. Because y'all played Georgia.
We played Georgia. We won Friday night. Saturday, we were tied. Saturday night, we were tied 2-2. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, do you know about this?
No, I don't know about this.
Oh, this is a tale made for Melanie Schenkel.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, listen here. Okay, so it's the bottom of the eighth inning. George's at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Their batter hits a ball way out into the outfield. And so they have a base runner who comes around to score. But our outfielder got that ball thrown into our catcher, and our catcher tagged the runner out at home plate.
Oh.
Which.
Oh, my.
Fantastic, right?
Yes, yes. That'll get your adrenaline going.
Well, it did. And our catcher, who's a guy named Johnny Long, who transferred to state, I think he was at Pitt, and apparently has quickly kind of become a little bit of the heartbeat of the team, like a really great off-the-field leader.
Mm-hmm.
He got away from himself a little bit.
Okay.
And so as the Georgia runner kind of starts to try to slide into home and Johnny Long tags him out, Johnny Long does get in his face a bit.
Okay.
And maybe his knees like engaged in some extracurricular activity around the Georgia player's chest, right? Like mm-hmm. he was just fired up. Now, should he have done it? Absolutely not.
Yes.
Should there have been consequences for what he did? Absolutely. Like it was a bridge too far. It was not just being like pumped up. And God love him. I mean, he ended up suspended from our game yesterday. He has written public apologies. He has, okay. I think probably he learned a good lesson. But here's what I want to tell you. For the next 45 minutes, mm-hmm. 45 minutes, play was suspended while they tried to figure out what to do.
Oh, wow. Wow.
45 minutes. Because as soon as that happened, both dugouts cleared.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then they consult. I'm just going to say they consult league officials. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just mm-hmm. leave it there.
Yeah.
And in all the back and forth, what they decide to do is they end up like suspending from the game players who were just running from their positions off the field.
Oh.
The people, like it was, they suspended initially 11 people for the rest of the game.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They were not involved in an altercation.
Yeah.
Like, now there was one Georgia player who came out very feisty.
Yes.
And he was not suspended, and he ended up hitting the game-winning home run for Georgia.
Oh.
When play resumed, despite the fact that we've lost several of our best hitters. Right?
Mm-hmm,
so then apparently it goes on into the night, even after, and then they come back and they were like, well, actually, we're not going to suspend 11 players. We're just going to suspend 5, 2 state guys, our catcher, Johnny Long, who was the one who got in the face. And then they suspended our third baseman, and I still don't really understand why.
Okay.
Because it seemed to me that he was just trying to defuse things. I didn't think he really did anything. But they suspended people who were trying, like Hunter Hines, who's a great player for us.
Mm-hmm.
He got in there trying to say like, hey. He got suspended like the night of the game.
Oh.
Anyway, it really messed with our batting lineup there in that last inning, whatever. Uh-huh. And then they came back the next day and said, well, we're going to suspend 3 Georgia players for what happened. But 2 of those players were catchers. And so they can alternate their suspensions. They don't have to both be suspended on Sunday.
Oh.
And then our third baseman and our catcher, Johnny Long. So then we play again on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to say that the Bulldogs won. So we took the series. And I'm going to tell you why I think this is a big deal.
Okay, tell me.
Because, I mean, was that ridiculous Saturday night?
It
absolutely was. Should a game be suspended for 45 minutes
no.
to sort out something that essentially involves 2 people?
Yeah.
Like, okay. But at the end of the day, I mean, even our coach, Chris Lamona, said, hey, like the guys on the field in our place were great. I mean, they were really trying to move it along. But, of course, they're having to consult with here in Birmingham. They're having you know, all this back and forth. So I think it's so good and so different from last year that with all that drama on Saturday night that we bounced back yesterday and won, you know?
Yeah, and, for sure.
And we bounced back and won without our starting catcher and without mm-hmm. our starting third baseman.
Okay. I like the resilience. I like the resilience.
I like the resilience too. I really do. And it was a back and forth game yesterday. Like it was, Georgia went up 5-0 and then we came back and then it was like back and forth. And then finally we won 9-8. So I feel good about the Bulldogs in terms of, I feel like we've got some fire that we've been missing. Yeah. I don't necessarily think that fire means that we need to get in a runner's face. When we get them out, but it's like you said, it just got away from them. You know, I mean, they want it that bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was full of drama. I've never seen play just suspended in a baseball game for that long.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have seen that happen one time, and it was at an All-Star game when Gully's oldest son was playing for the All-Stars.
Okay.
And they suspended for like 45 minutes, and I can't even remember, maybe longer than that, like maybe an hour, because they had to call to like the Little League headquarters to determine about a rule and the whole thing. It was one of the most ridiculous experiences of my life. I'm like, can we let the 10-year-olds play? Like nobody's, I mean, what are we doing? People are like on the phone with their attorneys. They're calling the headquarters. They're wanting to know the rules. And I'm like, this feels like maybe the grownups maybe are ruining this.
Yeah. Maybe we're overly invested in the outcome of this thing. Well, I will say, you know, we love to be underdogs as Bulldogs. I mean, that's our favorite spot.
Yeah.
And yesterday, our athletic director, Zach Selman, tweeted and just came out and said, hey, what happened last night was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you don't think state fans ate that up with the biggest spoon they could find, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. It was unfortunate. It probably shouldn't have happened. But I do like that there's some resiliency and some fire in this team.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. And so Bulldogs took the series against Georgia. Y'all also took the series against South Carolina.
We did. Now, I'm going to say, on an officiating note, I felt like the strike zone yesterday was the most egregious.
Was it an evolving concept?
It was an evolving concept that had no rhyme or reason, and I was a little angry about it. It was fine. At one point, we were down 5-1. We came back, and we lost 6-5, I think. Our friend Hayden Schott hit a 2-run home run, so that
Come
was
on,
awesome.
Come on, Hayden Schott. Come on.
I know. Listen, I think they said – I think he ended up with, like, I think 7 or 8 RBIs on that series past weekend, which is pretty unbelievable. So, but listen, he's so consistent for like just a base hit to get some runners in.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that was good. And then I'm going to tell you that our freshman left fielder, Caden Sorrell, I don't know if you saw the highlight clip, but one of the South Carolina, that he nearly hit a home run. Like, and it was one of those where you're like, that's gone. Like he dropped his bat, like it's gone. And I'm going to tell you that Caden Sorrell almost did a back bend and jumped up so high.
Yes.
And caught that ball. It was one of the more impressive outfielding plays I think I've ever seen. Like it was, and I loved because our bullpen, you know, because it's right there. Like our bullpen went nuts when he did it because it was like, you just thought, oh, it's gone, you know? So it was pretty impressive. So, but I mean, we took the series, we lost the one on Sunday, but I can't be mad about it. I mean, it was only our fourth loss of the season. But coming up this weekend, we play at the Vanderbilt Commodores. And so that is going to be, that's going to be a test.
That's going to be something. A test. Yeah, we play it. We actually play in Oxford this next weekend, which the state Ole Miss baseball rivalry, it's its own separate thing apart from every other rivalry we have. And Ole Miss is struggling a little bit this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can always, any baseball game can go either way. But it's always fun to just see the clips that people post on social media the week of our series. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, so we play Ole Miss, and we'll see how that goes. I don't know. It is crazy how good the SEC is. It really is. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, but it makes me real excited for the tournament in May because
for sure, it's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be some good baseball.
Yeah, it is going to be some good baseball because I feel like we're stacked. Like everybody's good. There's not a bad team any given weekend. You know.
Right.
One of the things I love about doing the podcast is that we get to talk to so many different people, and I feel like there's so many people to learn from. And if there's something like that, that thing that you've always wanted to learn, now picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. From leadership to effective communication to cooking, there is truly something for every interest. And it's like Masterclass instructors are your own personal mentors. They are going to help you reach the next level of whatever that thing is that you are wanting to know more about or to do better. This year, you can learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. They offer over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want a master negotiation with Chris Voss or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. I've used this and you should too. You will love it. There are over 200 classes to pick from with new classes added every month. There's comedy and timing from Steve Martin. There's writing from Judy Blum and Malcolm Gladwell and David Sedaris. It's truly a chance to get to learn from the best at what they do. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off on an annual membership at masterclass.com/bigboo. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bigboo. masterclass.com/bigboo. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've told you a little bit about this, but so y'all know I've been talking about my night sweats. You know, I've got some hormonal changes happening is what I'm telling you.
Oh, bless.
And so I'd been looking around and my friend Stephanie finally told me about a doctor. She said, no, you need to go see Dr. Harden. She was like, she's amazing. And I'm going to tell y'all that last week I went to go see Dr. Harden. And it was everything that I could have wanted in a doctor visit. And here's what I'm going to tell you. First of all, when I went in, the first thing they did was they put, and I can't remember what they called it. It's like some sort of like body assessment test where they put these electrodes on my wrist and on my ankles. And like, they did something in 30 seconds, and then it prints out a sheet and it said everything. What's my resting metabolic rate? What's my BMI? What's my, like, how hydrated is my body? Like all these different parameters that they looked at. And I don't mean to brag, but I was very healthy in that way.
I had no doubt.
I was even very hydrated, and mm-hmm. she especially applauded me for that because I didn't know that that was going to be tested, but mm-hmm. I was already hydrated. But what she didn't know is I'd hydrated because I knew they were going to take blood, and I know that that's a big thing is you want to be hydrated. So anyway, all that to say, did this. Then she brought me in her office and was just like, hey, tell me what's going on. This is when I broke down in tears in front of this doctor.
I've been there. It's just...
I know.
It's a deal when you feel like you just can't get a handle on it. It's a deal.
No. And mm-hmm. it's like, and I just said, I just don't feel like myself. Like I mm-hmm. don't feel like myself, and I keep trying to feel like myself, but I don't feel like myself. And I know it's hormonal because I don't have reasons to be feeling this way. And, mm-hmm. you know, all of this stuff. And listen, by the time it was over, I had told her, hey, I'm a Christian author and speaker. Like I know a lot of this stuff. She she gave me some scripture verses, mm-hmm. but here's the thing that she asked me that I was like, this is what I want every doctor to ask me. She said, how much do you want to treat this holistically versus with traditional medication?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know how I feel about Western medicine.
I could answer that question for you. Indeed.
So I am telling you that it was one of the best doctor visits. If you're in San Antonio and you're a perimenopausal woman, I cannot recommend Dr. Harden enough. It was just such a good visit. I felt like she really listened to me. I feel like she's given me some great solutions. We took a lot of blood, so we're going to get those back and, you know, see. But she gave me some prescriptions for some different things and all of that just in terms of hormones. But then she also gave me, before you leave, I would love to do this red light therapy on you and some mm-hmm. acoustic sound therapy. And
please.
I sat there and listened to those acoustic sounds with that red light on me. And I was like, I could stay here the whole day. I can mm-hmm. move into this office. It was just really good. But I just appreciated, you know, so many times I feel like sometimes doctors don't hear what you're saying or they're just like, here's a quick fix. But I felt like she really gave me some good tools and I loved her. So hopefully I'm on the way to feeling more like myself. So
listen, I'm going to tell you, I feel like if I could address young medical students, here's what I would say regarding women's health.
Mm-hmm.
Believe them.
Yes.
Believe them.
Yes. That's it. That's it. That's it. Because, and here's the thing, and Dr. Mary Claire Haver has been saying this forever, but it's so true, is not every woman is going to have a child, but every woman is going to go through menopause. Mm-hmm. Like 100% of women are going to go through that. And you don't know until you get there. And then you're like, oh, this is what all my friends were talking about. This is why I have to buy a chili pad that I sleep on from Amazon. This is why I have to do deep breathing techniques. This is why I can feel angry and I have to think about why am I feeling angry? I don't have a reason to feel angry. This is why I feel anxious. Like, it's like you need all that stuff. So anyway, I was so appreciative. It was a great visit. And so I would just encourage everybody, like find you a doctor who's going to listen to you and help you.
It's funny because, you know, I mean, it was 2 years ago or maybe 2.5 years ago when I went and sat in front of my doctor and said, essentially, like, I am not myself. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have crazy anxiety. I have no reason to feel anxious, like logically.
Yeah.
And I think it's so unfortunate that the way we've been conditioned is to not talk about that stuff or to feel like it's weakness to talk about that stuff or to feel like, you know, it's probably just normal. I mean, maybe it's common, but it's not how you have to feel. No. And I think, you know, just like your doctor said, do you want more traditional medicine, more of a traditional medicine approach or a holistic approach? Like, there are lots of options. I have some friends who have gone to people who practice a completely different kind of medicine and have gotten so much relief, like whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But you gotta come clean about it, about how you're feeling.
Yeah, really, you gotta do it.
That's the first step.
Yeah. So that was really the highlight of my week.
Glad. I'm so happy for you.
I feel great about it. So what about y'all? How is the kitchen? Speaking of anxiety and anger, how is the kitchen? Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple, and that's why I love AG1. It's just one scoop mixed in water or juice or Pedialyte, whatever you want, once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized, clear, and ready to start my day. One of the things I love about AG1 is they are constantly searching for how to do things better. They're at 52 iterations of their formula and counting. Their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I gave AG1 a try because I kept thinking healthy aging should not feel this complicated. I don't want to have to count out all these pills. I don't want to have to take multiple supplements, but just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. In just 60 seconds every morning, I know that I'm giving my body what it needs and setting up sustainable habits for the long run. One of the things Perry and I have talked about is the immunity support that AG1 gives. We really had said we have not been sick since we've started taking it because we are getting vitamin C and zinc that are supporting our immune health. If there is one product that I would tell y'all to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we partnered with them for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
The kitchen is currently in transition. And when I say transition, that's because it's non-existent. We have a refrigerator. We have no countertops. We have no cabinets.
Okay.
Now, they're coming back tomorrow with some pieces. And so they'll start to fill in, putting the cabinets in and stuff this week. It's so weird. You don't realize how many times a day you use kitchen countertops until you don't have any kitchen countertops. But it's fun. I mean, they got it all out last week. And then one of the things that we're doing is there's a doorway between our kitchen and our former dining room, what's now David's office. And we wanted to widen it because it's really a bottleneck. So they widened that last week. And so we've had a lot of sheetrock dust in the house. And we found out our cabinets, when this house was built in 1974, they just attached the cabinets to the studs. So there was no sheetrock back there. It was just connected to the studs.
Okay.
Which the man who's doing our cabinets said he had seen that twice. Like, and our house was the second time he'd ever seen that.
That's always what you want to hear.
Well, they were sturdy as could be. But my theory is the people who built this house owned a flooring company. I feel like they did some trading, you know, like they swapped out and the cabinet guy was like, oh, yeah, I got you. But so they had to come and put sheetrock up. or put at least plywood up across the back of the, on top of the studs for the cabinets to go on top of that. So anyway, that was Friday. What they did was they put the plywood up behind the, where the cabinets will go. And okay. then hopefully we'll get some good progress tomorrow. So, but I will say, like, they came today because I've gotten two new light fixtures, one for my foyer and one for behind our bar. Mm-hmm. And they installed those today. And then we're going to mount the TV in our TV den. And so they came and ran and pulled the wiring for that today. So we're making little progress. But I have been on, when I tell you, like, cleaning out that kitchen and getting all that out in time was the tip of the iceberg. Because I decided over the weekend, I was like, I'm going to get after our garage, and we have two storage rooms in our garage, and one of them is Christmas stuff, but the one that's not Christmas stuff has been like a home for wayward sporting equipment, you know,
okay.
like lacrosse yeah. sticks and walking uh-huh. sticks and cleats and golf clubs and just all kinds of things. And so I got in there yesterday, and I'm here to tell you that the back of my car is full and of stuff I'm taking to Goodwill. Because I cleaned that sucker out. We have decided wow. that our book club book for May is mm-hmm. Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. And I
yes.
put my AirPods in and I listened to that, to Meryl Streep narrate that audiobook. And I got after it. And so now I've moved all my books that were in the garage are now in that storage room, which is lovely.
Yeah.
So, and it's really so much better. I did not realize how much sporting equipment we had in there.
Okay. Well, that is interesting. Okay. I'm going to tell you, Perry is texting me telling me I've got to go outside and look, and it is almost dark here. So I'm going to go look at the eclipse real quick, and I'll be right back.
Not directly. Don't look directly.
No, I will not. I'm going to put on my glasses, but I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, how was it?
Listen, I couldn't see anything. It's super cloudy. It was real dark. It got real dark. It's already light, starting to get light again. But I went outside and I was like looking all around. I was like, I don't even know where the sun's supposed to be. You know what I mean? And then a neighbor was like, hey, there's the sun up there. And he's like, but you can only kind of get glimpses of it. So it was really too cloudy. I couldn't see anything, but it did get very dark.
We're only getting an 88% eclipse here, but it's supposed to be at its peak at 2. So I may run out in 20 minutes and just see what it looks like outside. I can tell from my window in here that the light's real weird. But the best thing that happened as a result of that was I realized that I didn't have my microphone on the first part of the episode. So
good. Okay. Well, so we were able to fix that.
Yeah. So I was able to fix that. And hopefully y'all can hear me better now. So how about
that? Okay. Mm-hmm. What a win. What a win. Well, I can say that I was outside during the eclipse. I didn't really see anything. So there's that.
Well. Listen, you tried.
I tried. And Perry just texted and said, that was awesome. Not what I was expecting. And I'm going to have to be like, yes.
And what else did you think about it?
Mm-hmm. Tell me what else it looked like. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wait tonight and I'll look at the news for some pictures of it.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, anyway, so the kitchen is a work in progress. We're going to get there. But the storage room is cleaned out. And the garage looks a ton better. And so next I'm going to clean out because I'm going to have to move some things based on, I'm not going to have as many cabinets with the kitchen. This time I'm going to have more drawers. I wanted big drawers. And so I've got to clean out some the storage area in our laundry room. Anyway, it's just, you know, it's become a whole process. It's my whole personality where I load up my car with things and I take a bunch of stuff to Goodwill and
yes.
And it'll be really nice when it's all done.
Yeah. But doesn't it feel good? Like sometimes as much as it's so much work, like I love when something like that happens that forces me to do a huge clean out.
Yes.
Because it's like, it feels so good to like get rid of all this stuff that you're like, I've just been keeping it because I didn't want to have to go through it. And so
I know.
I do love that feeling.
The number of nails we have. We have so many nails. Yesterday when I was cleaning out the storage room, I was like, how many wrenches does one family need?
Yes.
Apparently a lot of wrenches, you know?
Yeah, so, just in case.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going. But
okay,
I don't mind the not cooking. I'll tell you that.
No, listen, I don't mind the not cooking either. I even thought tonight I had thought I was going to cook. I don't know why, because I was like, it's the eclipse. Maybe we don't need to go out. And then I was like, what? What does that have to do with anything? So
I know.
One of the things I remember about my grandmother is that she would tell you a story and she would laugh until she just had tears running down her cheeks, and she would wipe her tears with her apron and get back to cooking her spaghetti or whatever it was that she had going in the kitchen. And there were so many stories that I never got tired of hearing, just funny memories and things that she remembered about growing up or her own experiences. They were hilarious and they were heartfelt. And the retelling of those events always brought me so much joy. And I would do anything if I had captured those. But just in time for Mother's Day, I want to tell you about the perfect gift that can help you capture all those precious stories forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or grandmother or favorite aunt for years to come. Here's how it works. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Like things like, what do you regret most? What would you have done differently? What's your favorite childhood memory? When was the time that you remember laughing the most? StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of their response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You get to enjoy their retelling of the stories that you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. And then after that year, StoryWorth compiles those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you will be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I love this idea. We've done this with other family members, and just to have that keepsake book that Caroline will be able to read through and someday her kids will be able to read through, it just keeps stories alive that otherwise can get lost. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years with StoryWorth. Right now, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BigBoo. That's StoryWorth.com/BigBoo to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, so on our Patreon last week, it was things that we thought made you rich, or we thought made a person rich.
When we were children, yes.
When we were children, mm-hmm. And like things. And so Saturday night, Perry and I went to, we had a party for a friend, and then afterwards we left and went to like a late dinner. And so we were sitting there, and I was telling him about it, because mm-hmm. we were at Stoneworks, which is like a little neighborhood restaurant. And I said, this, and some kids came in that were going to prom, and they went to Stoneworks. And I was like, this feels right, because Stoneworks is, I mean, it's fine, but it's not, you know, but when you're in high school, you're like, oh, we're going to go to Stoneworks. That's mm-hmm. like a nice place to go. So I was telling Perry, I said, oh yeah, before school dances, I said, Steak and Ale. I said, Steak and Ale or Bennigan's was like the whole place. And so I was telling him about the whole premise of like, and I was like, here are the things that we said, like just, and I listed off some of the things that we thought made a person rich when we were a kid. And Perry's comment was like, he said, I grew up around rich people and none of those things are what rich people do.
Then I guess it's good he didn't record with us.
That's right. That's right. So good for you.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, well, what are those things? And he couldn't really tell me. He said, you just know. And I was like, okay, well, good for you. But in my day.
And you know what we didn't even talk about? We didn't even talk about water beds.
Oh, a waterbed was just,
listen.
I begged for a waterbed. Nobody would get me a waterbed. Maybe that's why I love my chili pad, is it's a poor woman's waterbed.
Could be.
Man, I thought I had a friend named Gigi that had one, and I was so jealous. And I will say that I finally spent the night with her, and I slept on that waterbed, and it was just a miserable night of sleep.
Can you imagine trying to sleep on a waterbed? As a 50-something-year-old woman?
No. I can't. Nothing sounds worse.
Sickness.
I would too. I was just thinking I'd get seasick. All that moving.
I'd have to put one of those patches on my neck.
Yeah.
For the nausea.
I couldn't do it. I mean, it was, So anyway, but a waterbed was a big thing. And they would come in that kind of inset. I mean, the whole bed setup was a situation, you know?
Sometimes with a cabinet, you know? Like,
yes.
The headboard would be a cabinet, or display shelves, even better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember when my parents got divorced and my dad moved into his own house and he was getting beds for my sister and I to set up like our own bedroom there. And I begged him to get us water beds and he didn't. He didn't get us water beds.
I'm so sorry.
And so I know, but it would have been what a coup that would have been for fourth grade Melanie. You know?
That would have been fantastic.
Listen, really would have been.
I also wanted to mention, we've talked about Palm Royale the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm all caught up with it. But Kristen Wiig hosted SNL this past weekend. And there were a couple of, more than one. I thought it was funny. Just across the board, I thought it was funny. But her skin, I want to know what she's doing. And so as I was watching, I was like, I Googled, how old is Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
She's 50.
Yeah.
And then Paul Rudd made an appearance. And so I Googled, how old is Paul Rudd? He's 55. John Hamm was on there. How old is John Hamm? He's 52. And I thought, oh, we have all grown up. Like, all of our Gen X people who have been our touchstones for humor, we have all grown up. But Kristen Wiig, like, her skin looks amazing. And Amy Hannon texted me. One of the sketches that they did was a Pilates sketch, which was really funny. Uh-huh. And Amy texted it to me this morning. And she was like, and by the way, what is Kristen Wiig doing? And I would just I would just like to say, if we could find that out, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I know. I thought same. That's funny because my friend Amy texted me and she said, how is Kristen Wiig 50 and she looks 35?
She does.
She does. She looks so good. I mean, I guess, listen, if there's no lesson, maybe she and Paul Rudd, it's that laughter keeps you young.
Maybe so.
God, they look amazing. Like, but her skin, I'm like, it is. And she still looks the same. So she's not like somebody where you're like, oh, she's had a lot of work done or whatever. She looks the same as she always has. She just looks fantastic.
Yes. I have a theory. I think people with small faces, she has a small face. I think people with small faces age better than the rest of us because they just don't have as much to shift around. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe so. Maybe so.
I'm not saying this is scientifically valid. Yeah. I'm just saying I've just noticed people with small faces seem to age really well. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Probably nothing to it, but
I don't hate that theory. I was wondering if you think it's because she releases her fascia from her skull.
Maybe that's it. Maybe doing all those expressions as the Target lady has kept that fascia limber up there.
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm regularly working on my fascia these days.
Sure.
I mean, I can't see that it's done anything, but it doesn't keep me from trying, you know, like trying to loosen it all up. So, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Anyway, she looks great.
She does look great. I got caught up on Palm Royale, which I'm loving. I'm going to be real sad when it's over. And now that Carol Burnett is a treasure in it.
Oh my gosh. She is a treasure. And she and Kristen Wiig were on the Kelly Clarkson show this past week. I'll link to the clip. I didn't watch the show. I saw the clip on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it made me teary-eyed because Kristen Wiig feels the same way about Carol Burnett that the rest of us feel about Carol Burnett.
Yes.
And she is so dadgum funny on this show.
I mean, just a legend. I mean, so good and so nostalgic for me. Anytime I see Carol Burnett, it's immediate nostalgia because she was such a part of like my growing up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I got caught up on that. And then somebody had messaged me and said, hey, there's a movie on Amazon Prime called Surprise by Oxford. I think you'd like it. You ought to watch it. So Friday night, I was like, we got home and listen, you know, the Shankles party. So what I'm going to tell you is we went and ate Mexican food at 5:45 and by about 8:30, Perry was like, I'm going to bed. So I was like,
yeah, 100%.
So I'm going to watch Surprise by Oxford. What I did not know or what I didn't remember is that it is based on a memoir by Carolyn Weber. And our friend Annie Downs is in the movie. Which I had kind of remembered, but I didn't remember it was this movie until I started watching it.
What do you mean Annie's in the movie?
Annie is in the movie. She has a cameo as a high school teacher. She's on for like 2 seconds, but she's in the movie. And Tyler Merritt is also in the movie as a teacher.
Stop it.
No, they're both in the movie. They're both in the movie. And I could kind of remember Annie saying something about it, but I didn't pay attention at the time or whatever. And I was like, well, that is Annie Downs. What is happening? So, but anyway, it's based on, so Carolyn Weber is a Christian author. And speaker, but it's based on her story of she did not grow up with any kind of faith, really. And then she ended up getting a scholarship to Oxford. And okay. So it's kind of a love story, but it was really good. Like, it's a Christian movie, but it was not cheesy. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really sweet. I liked it a lot. Highly recommend.
Interesting.
So anyway, it was real quick cameos, and it's at the beginning of the movie, but it was really good. I liked it. It was great. And then I started, last night I only watched one episode, but I had so many people recommend this to me. That they were like, if you like fashion and the way you love World War II, you've got to watch The New Look on Apple TV.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you that I watched the first episode last night, and if there is an intersection of my personality, of my interests, because I'm going to tell you that what it talks about is Coco Chanel and Christian Dior and kind of the Paris fashion houses and what they went through during World War II when the Nazis had taken over France.
Well, this is where the Venn diagram.
Yes.
I mean, this is a circle. This is a circle.
It really is. I mean, like, if you could somehow insert like a Taylor Swift soundtrack to this deal, you would be like, this is my entire personality wrapped up in a show. But I watched the first episode last night. And I mean, listen, it's World War II. It's not a feel-good show. But the clothes, like, they show like Christian Dior's designs and like these ball gowns and this stuff. So I'm really excited to dig back into that tonight because it was really good. And just the fashion and just kind of a compelling, and it's all based on a true story of how they managed during World War II and like the people who chose to design for like the Nazis and their wives and who refused to and all of that. So I can't wait to see where it goes. But I thought the people that messaged me about that, well done, because it is absolutely the intersection of my personality in a show.
Well, good for you. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I'm always happy to have a show. You know, it feels good.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if I shouldn't go look now before we do five favorites.
Okay, we'll go look.
Okay, I'm just going to go peek.
Okay.
Okay, I've looked. It kind of looks outside like it does here when we're about to get a tornado is what it looks like here.
That's kind of what it looked like here. It got real dark and a little ominous looking. The birds quit singing. Mabel may have acted weird, but she acts so weird all the time. Like, how would you know?
Same with Hazel.
How would you know?
It's just a Monday, you know?
I was going to say, she acted a little neurotic, but that is also her personality. So what are you going to do?
Yes. Yes, I agree. Okay. So is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites.
Yay.
Okay. My first one is, I feel like I've had different variations of this, but Gully and our friend Amy, we were together a couple of weeks ago, and Gully said, y'all, I can't tell y'all how much I listen. Nothing is going to say we're in our 50s. She said, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm really loving lately are my Papermate felt tip flare pens.
I love a flare pen.
She said, they're so good. She said, I use them every morning when I write in my journal and when I write in my gratitude journal and all of that. And so I was like, I'm ordering those right now. So I sat there during our wine time and ordered these pens. And I now keep them in a jar on my coffee table. And I have used them to underline and write in my journal and to have colors on my devotionals and all my stuff. They brought me a lot of joy. They write great. I love picking what color I'm going to use in the morning, kind of based on my mood. So, but listen, I've used turquoise. I've used blue. I've used green. I've used purple. I just love them. They're really good. And I like that when I'm writing, it's like they're good enough. They're not seeping through my page. You know what I mean? So like, I really like the way they write. So I love these pens. They have really added to my journaling time. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so it's really good. The next thing is somebody told me about these and I ordered them because I wanted to try them because I was like, you know, I'm always trying to find ways to get more protein.
Yes.
And I don't really stop and eat lunch. So I'm like, if I could just eat one of these, this would be great. And they are the True Bar. They're vegan. That's not why I got them. Y'all know that doesn't matter to me. But they're it's the cookie dough flavor protein bars.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
I'm going to tell you, they are good. Like, they're a great, it's the perfect amount of sweetness. It does taste like, I haven't tried any of the other flavors. I don't even know that they have any other flavors, but they've got like 12 grams of protein in them, 13 grams of fiber. But it tastes kind of like raw cookie dough. I mean, if you close your eyes and you, if you close your eyes and just pretend, it tastes like raw cookie dough.
Now, can you taste the protein powder stuff in them?
No, I cannot taste any protein powder stuff in them. Like, they taste very natural to me, and I'm real sensitive to that kind of stuff.
I'm going to add to cart right now.
Yeah. No, I think they're a great, and really, they're so filling. Like, if I eat one for lunch, I'm not hungry again for dinner. I mean, until like dinner, till later. So I really like them. If you're looking for a good protein bar, I think this is a great little thing to have as a snack or what have you.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. The next thing is, okay, so I had mentioned that I had ordered, I think this was my five favorites last time, the Naturium, the Glow Getter Body Wash.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd ordered that. I loved that. Well, then I went to Target, and I was at Target. I didn't know that they carry this brand at Target.
I didn't either.
So, well, they do, and so that's a game changer. So when I went, I saw that they had the Glow Getter Body Butter, and so I bought it. I'm going to tell you, it is so good.
Okay.
It gives you just a right amount of a little bit of sheen, but it's super moisturizing. Like, I love the way it feels. It's got a good fresh smell to it. It's not florally or anything like that. I just really like it. It's a great body butter, and you can get it at Target, and you can get the body wash at Target. So even better.
Wow. I had no idea.
I know. I didn't either. So this was a game changer for me, but it's a really good body butter. And I feel like for summer, especially, because I like to have a little bit of a glow when we're showing a little more skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it looks nice.
Well, that was one reason why Kristen Wiig looked to me so fantastic at SNL, was because she was very glowy when she came out for the monologue.
See, that's mm-hmm. glowy is key. I think mm-hmm. glowy deflects. It's almost like it deflects light from like any wrinkles or crepey skin or whatever, you know? So, anyway, so that's that. This next thing is, okay, so I had ordered these Jeffrey Campbell, these green suede sandals that our friend Michael had posted. And I was like, I want to order these. I really like them. I got them in. They were too wide for my feet, which almost never happens because I have a very utilitarian foot. Like, it's
I would like for you to trademark that phrase, if you don't mind.
I always say it's because of my Sicilian ancestry. I have the foot of a peasant. Like,
at least we know what our next t-shirt's going to be. That sounds up.
I don't mean to brag. But I've always just said I have a very generic, I can wear any shoe. I don't have a high arch. There's nothing precious about my foot. It is made for any kind of a shoe. So it was interesting that those were too wide, because that's usually not my problem.
Okay.
But then I had in my head that I wanted like a colored sandal shoe type of thing. And mm-hmm. so I was looking on Zappos, and I found these Mark Fisher. They're called the Jimmy Sandals. And they are so cute. They're like a woven. It's a block heel. They're kind of platform. They're not too high, which I love, because you can wear them for everyday wear. They come in a pink and green colorway. They come in like a black and turquoise, which is what I ended up keeping. They also come in a neutral. They're super comfortable. They're really cute. They're a great pop for any outfit.
Now, full disclosure, Melanie sent me a picture of an outfit she was putting together over the weekend. And I said, I'm going to need to know more about those sandals. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me this link, and I bought the last 9 in the pink and green. They're so cute. Mine are supposed to get here tomorrow.
Okay. They're so cute. Like, they were really an unexpected, because I feel like I've looked at a lot of sandals and I hadn't seen these, but they're really good. I love how comfortable they are. And I love that they're a heel, but they're not too high. Like, they're the perfect, like, to wear with wide leg jeans or whatever. They're just darling.
So cute.
So anyway, so that's the other. And then the last thing is, you know, I love a button-up shirt. It is.
As do I. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to go with fashion and World War II, we could add button-up shirts to that equation.
Yes.
And so American Eagle has, our friends at American Eagle, they call it the perfect button-up shirt. And it really is the perfect button-up shirt. It's soft.
I agree.
I love the way it feels. Currently, it's on sale. I hope it still is for $19.99. I mean, like, you can't beat the price.
No. And I will tell you that I looked at this list today at your five favorites earlier today, just kind of getting ready for the podcast. And when I saw this on there, I immediately bought one of these because I have one of these in white, but I bought the pink and white stripe, which I think is so cute. And I'm going to tell you my vision for it.
Tell us.
Well, there's this gray sweater vest at Anthropology right now. It's Pilcro, and it's made of sweatshirt material. And I thought, for the spring, I would love a striped shirt with that gray vest on top. And then, like, the vest is slit all the way up the sides. So it's like just real loose and breezy. And I would send you the link, but I saw it in the store. I haven't been able to find it online. But it would be so cute with one of these shirts underneath and just like a pair of cutoffs. Oh my gosh. I've got the whole thing worked out in my head. So anyway,
darling,
I ordered one.
Super cute. And that pink and white stripe, I feel like is so, that like my eighth grade self would have been, I mean, you put that on with some 501s and a ribbon belt and get out of my way.
How about let's put a monogram sweater on top of it. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Maybe pop that collar.
Yeah.
I mean, that is everything that my heart would have desired. But $19.99 is so good. And I love a button up. I think they go with everything. You can wear them with cutoffs. You can wear them with a jacket. You can wear them, you know, under a sweater. You can wear them with everything.
Yeah.
They're great. And this is a really good one.
Yeah. A button up shirt and cutoffs is my favorite springtime anything. That because you look put together more than you do if you just have on a t-shirt. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So super cute.
Yep.
Great price.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, so those are my five favorites for the day.
Well, thank you so much for putting that together for us. And I'm really excited about these protein bars. It's such a tricky thing, a protein bar for me, because I hate that taste that you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh, I know, but I think these are good.
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend them.
All righty. Well, everybody, next week, Melanie comes to Birmingham, which is hard to believe, but we'll still record on Monday. So I guess we'll see you then. Maybe my kitchen will have evolved by that point. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Something else will have happened.
Listen, who knows? Who knows what could happen? Well, we do have the men's championship game tonight, which will happen, you know, that'll be over by the time, you know, it all comes down. So, you know, no telling what next Monday will bring.
No telling, but we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.